right, everybody, welcome into the Pine Room Podcast, episode 160, if you can believe it, 40 more until 200. A light crew today, myself, Coach, and we have an unbelievably special guest today. Her first time making it on the show. If you're watching, you can obviously see right now, Evie, the dog, has made her debut on the Pine Room Podcast. Again, if you're watching, you can see her licking her paw right now. If you're just listening, Evie is to my left, doing a really good job on camera. She's distracted, and the monkey over to Coach's left has also, we've seen him a couple times. But Evie making her debut on the show, filling in for some guys. We have been, as we've said over the past couple weeks, we've just, more than a couple weeks, probably a couple months, we've just been super busy. If you probably could tell, kind of, we've had guys off the show. We missed a week with the show. It's just been kind of a tough time. We've really been ramping up the radio with a lot of stuff going on the radio, WKKX, AM 1600, 98.1 FM, if you're interested in that, Tuesdays and Fridays. Now we nixed our Monday show to kind of focus more on our revamping of the show during the week. But again, we've been super busy, and hopefully eventually going to move into the new studio in the back, maybe get more than four guys on at a time. Again, kind of back to the old format, how we used to do it back up at the original Pine Room back in the backyard. So hopefully soon we can get back up in there. But again, just been a super busy time. We apologize for kind of missing a couple weeks and being off here and there. But nevertheless, Evie is here on camera. She's doing a great job. If you've never seen Evie and you're just listening to this, Evie is a small black dog. She's
black and tan.
Black and tan. She's got a little tan around her face. She's got the tips of her ears are tan. She's got tan legs and a little black tail. If you've never seen her, obviously if you're just listening to this, you can't see her. But she's our dog. She is, what, 6 years old now?
I think, yeah, somewhere around six.
Yeah, she's about 6 years old now, going to be seven, which is amazing to think about. But you would never think she acts still like a puppy, but she's been a great dog, and we thought we'd bring her into the show today.
Yeah, she's a little tired. She did some work this morning out in the yard. She helps a lot out in the yard, so then she runs out of gas just like I do. So when I'm home working around the house, when I go take my afternoon nap, sometimes out on the swing, she's right there with me because she works hard too. She goes around, chases squirrels, and you know, she has to go see her boyfriend across the street, Yogi. That's Cooley's dog, and she, you know, she has to keep an eye on things. All the neighborhood dogs, she has to make sure they're all kept in line. So she's very, very busy, and she right now she may be falling asleep. So I don't know what. Well,
no,
she's
there
gonna,
she goes.
I don't
she's
know where
off.
She's headed.
She's up
she's
off the couch.
She's going somewhere.
Now.
There's really nowhere to go.
Yeah, she's trapped in the room with us today. She's already done not working. She's sniffing around right now. But it's kind of a funny story of how we got Evie back in. I think it was 2018. I think it was my mom. my mom. Got her from, I think it was somebody that was not able to take care of her anymore. And my mom, we had had a dog before that previously, Maggie, who had passed away, I think, in 2016, I believe it was, 2016 or 2015. So it had been a couple of years since we had a dog. And I don't know if any of us were kind of ready to have another one. And she, my mom decided to take her in, and I believe after like 3 or 4 days, I think she just had a complete breakdown and didn't think that she'd be able to handle her. I remember she was like, said, I can't do this, I'm gonna take her back. And thankfully I think we talked her down off the cliff and ended up sticking with her, and now she's just been an unbelievable dog. She's just like the one we had before, really, except a little bit more active. But I remember, do you remember if you wanted the dog, if you wanted her?
No, I mean, I didn't really have much of a say in it, I don't think. I think it was one of your mother's friends, and I'm not sure how the story went, but I'm sure glad she's here now. She's an outside dog. She's never She's never been on a tie out. She's whining a little bit right now.
Yeah,
she
you probably can hear her in the
I don't know what she's whining
in the mic
about
right now.
Sometimes she starts whining. She's whining right now, but she's a good dog. She's an outside dog.
As you can see,
an outside dog. Anybody that listens to this that lives in the neighborhood of Clearview knows Evie, just like they knew Maggie, our old dog, because she was a neighborhood dog. Evie goes around the neighborhood. Used to go to our next door neighbors and sit there with Katie for just hours and hang out with the cat and just really, really a good dog. So if you're a dog person, a dog lover, you'd really like Evie. She's a good girl. So we're glad to have her and the monkey behind us. So.
Yeah, and I think that it was that my mom's friend knew somebody that I can't remember. It was something with his job, I believe, had her. And then didn't think that they could take care of her, so she really was in need of a home. Fortunately, we took her in, and I remember when we first got her, I thought that she was going to be a big coon hound. I really want her to be a big lug dog, be like a hunting dog. And then really, she didn't really grow that much after we got her. Her paws kind of stayed the same size, and she never really grew, and now she's... What, she's about 40 pounds, I think, now?
Oh, no.
Is 20, she 40?
20, 28.
Oh, maybe that's a little bit too
28, late. 27 Sorry, pounds. She hangs right around 28, 27. She put on a little weight over the winter, just probably like most of us. But now she's trimmed down, as you can see.
She's standing tall.
Her little white streak down her chest, that's sort of her trademark white streak, little white around her snout. But anyway, she's a good dog. I don't know. She may be starting to become a regular on the podcast.
Yeah, she's looking good right now. She's right in frame.
Yeah, because as Jared said, boy, it's been a busy time.
Yeah,
I know with myself,
tough.
I haven't been on for quite a while. We usually record these on Tuesdays, and I'm in a bocce league. I play bocce on a team with Chris and Weeks and a couple other guys, Joe Dolan sometimes, and Scotty Lockery, and so we're at the Sons of Italy, so that eats up my Tuesdays, and then if we do on Wednesdays, I usually have baseball in the spring. I do PA for Wheeling Park Baseball, so I'm tied up with that, and then during the winter, I have PA for quite a few things, Wheeling Park Wrestling, Wheeling Park Girls Basketball, some things at West Liberty. I do other tournaments, like the Mountaineers Conference basketball tournament. I keep the shot clock, so anyway, I don't want to bore you with that, but Chris is working now, and Matt's always busy with his work, and
Matt's out in Ocean City right now. Hopefully
Matt's
having a good time.
He's in Ocean City, his favorite place in the whole world. He's probably out eating some crab right now or sitting at one of his favorite taverns. I don't know. Are you guys going, Jarrett, this year? You're probably not.
Unfortunately,
huh?
I don't think we are going this year. Chris sadly can't go this year. He's tied up with work. So usually we go with Chris, and unfortunately, I think this year we're gonna miss for the first time in probably three years. Well, at least three for me. I know Jubb has been, I think, four or five, but I think I'm gonna unfortunately miss this year, which kind of sucks. It's always a good time, but
yeah.
Talk a little bit
about that trip. I've never officially made that trip with you guys. You know, Jim Watson, your uncle, my brother-in-law, and Matt's father, they have, and my sister have a home in Ocean City. What street is that on?
Oh man. Old Landing Road.
But like what number street going down the main drag?
Geez, I 40 to, I don't actually remember. I know it's Old Landing, because I always had to walk there after Secrets, but it's a fun trip. Myself,
so
Chris, Matt, Dub, and then a couple of other, Matt's buddies, Kevin and,
Tommy
and Tom,
Morgan.
And then Ace, Matt's brother, cousin of ours. So it's always a good trip there, and we have a good time. But I tell you what, by Sunday, I am ready to come home.
Why is that?
Too much drinking, eating, and spending money.
And not a lot of sleep, probably.
Not a lot of sleep, but it is fun. It is a really fun trip, and it's amazing. It's already time to go over there.
Seems like you guys were just there.
It happens every year. I feel like it's gone. And it worked out this year because the Pirates are on the road. I didn't have to work, and But it is what it is, and hopefully Chris, maybe next year, hopefully Chris is not tied up with work and can go. But and I'm sure Jubb, I bet Jubb's probably a little relieved not to go, because he's been tied up too. So unfortunately not going to be able to get to go over to Ocean City, which sucks, but is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I've gone to Jim's place at the ocean. I think it's called Our Place at the Beach, isn't it?
Yeah, Our Place at the Beach.
Our Place at the Beach, beautiful place. About what, two streets back from the ocean? I think you got to cross the
Highway. Got to cross the road. I actually don't know what that's called, but it's super. I mean, it's a quick walk. I don't actually think we went to the beach last year. No.
Well, the water's so cold at Ocean City at that time.
I can't remember if that was last year when we went to the beach and Jubb broke out. I think that was last year. We went to the beach and we were flying a kite and throwing frisbee in like 70-mile-an-hour winds, and then Jubb ended up breaking out in his rash and sat on the couch for the rest of the day. But
isn't the water like ridiculously
the
waters, cold?
Yeah, you can't.
What is it?
Or no, you know what? No, we did go last year. We did go to the beach. That was 2 years ago. Jubb broke out last year. We did go to the beach, and actually, Chris, Jubb, and I did get in the water.
But isn't it ridiculously cold?
It is really, really cold. It's nothing like the Gulf.
I don't think Ocean City water warms up till like August.
I think like at least July, August.
Yeah, so if you go to Ocean City now, you people that have gone to Ocean City several times, you know that the water is ridiculously cold at this time of the year. That's the only thing about it. And the other thing you guys do is you go out to several of the bars, Secrets.
Secrets, one of my favorite bars of all time that I've ever been to. I look forward to going there every time. They usually save that for the third night, I believe.
And
it is,
and just, and there's another place where they ring the bell, and I can't remember it. The something real plain name.
I don't know if they have that anymore.
They ring the bell when you order a shot or something like that.
I know,
that,
like there's like Mackey's, Mickey Finn's, Bull on the Beach, all this. I'm starting to get kind of used to Ocean City. I've been there so many times now. I don't know what one you're talking about, but Secrets to me is probably one of the best bars that I've ever been to anywhere. I've been a lot of places.
Pretty expensive,
a lot of
though,
bars.
Isn't it?
Yeah. By that third, fourth day, I'm like, I cannot spend any more money. That's why we buy natural lights. Those are only like $5. What's over there is cheap. But I do like that Ocean City trip, and it sucks that we're not going to get to go this year, but hopefully next year we'll get to go again, because Chris is usually our taxi over there.
Chris and then Curry from
Martinsburg.
From Martinsburg's always an entertaining guy, right?
He's
a lot of fun.
And I wish he listens to radio. I would love to get him on this show sometime. We actually will probably have to be careful some of the stuff he says, but
on a podcast. You talking about if he got on a radio
show?
On the radio.
But he's a great guy. We were trying to figure out a trip this year, myself, Cools, and Nick, and Say, but I don't know if we're trying to figure something out. Hopefully, maybe going to Florida for a couple days, but who knows? It's been a tough time, like we keep saying, just with the radio. And hopefully you tune into the radio sometime, because we really got some cool things cooking up, some cool segments and sponsored segments now that we're really starting to crank up, and then hopefully once we get that nailed down, we can move into the back studio, like I said earlier in the show, and start to get some more guys back on the show like we used to, like again I was saying at the beginning. But I wanted to go back, because we had Evie here, and we were talking about Maggie, some of the stories about her, because you have a really good one with the UPS man.
I think it was actually FedEx.
Or maybe the
I'm pretty
FedEx.
Sure it was
we had
FedEx.
A before Evie. We had a dog. Jeez, when did we get Maggie?
Oh boy,
I had to be.
You were three or four.
Four, so. Yeah, probably that.
Three or four
that
years
young.
Old.
Well,
yeah.
What was the story? You got her, and then you had to take her to Aunt Kim's house.
Yeah, because
right?
Aunt Kim brought her over for Christmas.
Because she was a Christmas Evie or Maggie was a Christmas.
Yeah,
kid.
So she Aunt Kim.
You
brought
put her
over.
In a box, right?
Like over. Yeah, we brought her over at Christmas. Aunt Kim brought her over at Christmas time, and that was pretty cool. And she was a wonderful dog, sort of a beagle type looking dog, and she was a wonderful dog too. She was just like Evie. She Maggie ran the neighborhood a little bit more than Evie. Evie just goes over to Cooley's house now to get some treats and see her boyfriend, But Maggie, everybody, I remember a funny story. Kirk Jarrett, who lives almost directly across the street, just a tad to the left on the side of the Kreitzers, I saw him in Kroger one day, and he was buying dog treats, and his dog had passed away several years ago before that, and I said, Kirk, did you get a new dog? And he said, oh, no, these are for Maggie. So, a lot of the people in the neighborhood would buy treats for Maggie, as they do now for Evie also.
And I think that definitely contributed to how big Maggie got. Because Maggie, when we first had got her, was probably about Evie's size. But then, after probably she was maybe about Evie's age, 6, 7, she got big. She was just, she almost looked like a sausage. She just was a big round, her back was flat. She just was a big round dog.
The funny thing is that the mailman would give him treats, because we had a really cool mailman. Actually, we had one after that too, Bruce McNeil. But before that, we had a really good mailman, and he always gave her treats. The UPS, FedEx guys give her treats. The garbage men, when they come, they give her treats. So they know how to win over a dog so that there's no problem with them. So that contributes a little to the weight gain, plus going over to
food for sure.
Nah, they're not getting they're over there. You're not getting
you're getting a double cheeseburger
McDonald's. Double cheeseburger, chicken leg, chicken wings.
Yeah, and when we said that Evie's an outside dog, Maggie literally was an outside dog. Yeah. I mean, we would leave her outside when really we were playing baseball heavy. I mean, in high school and travel ball. I mean, we would leave her outside over the weekend, just leave her in the garage, and she would find her way over to Cooley's, and then Rodney would let her back inside at night. But she literally would just stay. I mean, I can't even imagine doing that now with Evie. Like, she would just stay around the house, and we never thought
she'd sleep in the garage.
We never thought anything of it. And I guess people do that with their dogs, you know, and they live in like a house and they're tied up. But Maggie wasn't even tied up.
No,
she just would roam. Didn't have an electric fence. Didn't have an actual fence. Wasn't tied up, and she just would stay around because she knew that she had a good place, and she had a freaking heck of a life. She lived till she's 14, 15.
Yeah, Rodney would come over and feed her and make sure she had cold water. And other than that, she just stayed on her own.
Yeah.
Stayed in the yard or went on a porch or stayed in the garage, stayed out of the sun. And then at night, she'd just sleep. And then when we were home, even, she never came in the house unless it was thundering.
As Donnie comes in to check on us, make Evie bark, and then she runs out the door.
Yeah,
so Evie's gone. She barked at Donnie, and then. But anyway, back to Maggie. We as she got a little bit older, for whatever reason, she used to sleep on the yellow line in the road. Literally, I'm not even exaggerating. Would sleep in the middle of the road. I never really saw it. But so many people that we knew would say, hey, Maggie was just laying in the road. A lot of people probably thought she was hit. But no, she would just lay down on the yellow line in the road.
Yeah, Tyler Riedel one time called me. I was in the backyard, and he said, hey, Coach, I think something might be wrong with your dog, or it got hit or something. It's laying right on the yellow line in the middle of the road. I said, ah, no, she's probably just sacked out. And I went up, and she was laying directly on the yellow line, and I yelled Maggie, and popped her head up and got up off the yellow line, did her little stretch, and walked home, and didn't think anything of it. But people would just call and say, hey, your dog's in the middle of the road sleeping.
I think maybe one time I saw her do it, but I never would see it. People always would say, yeah, she's in the middle of the road. I never would see her. I was like, well, it's out of sight, out of mind.
Never was on a tie. I think we tried a tie out one time.
Yeah, and she probably about ripped it out of the ground.
Just barked all day long. And
yep.
So, yeah, that's one of the stories. And the other one is Jarrett was saying about the FedEx guy. I can't remember who the driver was. I don't even know if I would know the driver. But You know, so that when they jump out of the truck, they hustle and take their package to the home, and then jump back in her truck and go. And the FedEx guy had delivered a package. You know, got the package, ran up to I don't know whose house, maybe Jeff's or Kreitzer's or something, delivering a package. And in the meantime, while he was gone, Maggie jumped in the FedEx truck, unbeknownst to him, and was back in the back, probably not making any noise. And he took off, and then as he's driving, Maggie comes up out of the back of the FedEx truck and gets up in the passenger seat and just sits there and driving along with him. And Coach Nardone called me and said, "Hey, I really believe that I just saw your dog sitting in the passenger seat of a FedEx truck. I just passed it." And unbelievable. I was just coming home at that time, and here comes the FedEx guy pulling up in the driveway and said, "I got a delivery for you." And there she comes, jumps out of the FedEx truck, ran right into the yard, and he wasn't mad or anything. He was actually laughing about it.
Well, I think he stopped at a couple more houses with her in the truck and like delivered a couple things and then came back and then dropped her off.
Funny story though. She was a character.
Yeah, sat straight up in the passenger seat of the FedEx truck.
Like she was supposed to be in there. Yeah. And Coach Nardone said, "Hey, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty darn sure that your dog is in driving down a road with the FedEx guy." It was unbelievable.
That's an amazing story.
Yeah, so she had a couple of good stories in her day. She was a dandy, though. And this one, Evie, I when she was a pup, I remember we would take her up to the ball field, and when she was a pup, and I'd have to try to block the whole field off to not let her out of the gate because she wanted to run. She just wanted to take off and go, and Roddy and I would have to try to block off the entryway, and there was a hole in the fence. We would put cardboard or whatever.
Put plywood, right?
Plywood and then garbage cans in front of the entrance to the field so that she wouldn't run away, because I wanted her to get some exercise. But now she doesn't ever go. She'll just go out, lay on the lower deck, lay down on the bocce court. Or,
well, I think back then she thought that when she would run away and you would chase her, I think she thought that, oh, this is like a game. Like she thinks that they're chasing me. This is hilarious. And she would just run and run and run. I mean, like miles and just continue to try to chase her. And she just would just keep going and going. And eventually I guess something clicked in her head that was like, well, I probably shouldn't be doing this. Now she's great. Another just funny story about her, probably like a year or so after we got her, I remember we really thought, oh boy, we really lost this dog.
I mean, we had no idea.
I mean, she would run away now and then, and we not actually run away, but I mean, she would go in the woods or go across the street, and she'd always come back, and we wouldn't have to worry about it. But this time, I mean, she had been gone for like a couple hours, and we had not seen her for a while.
Well, we had all the neighbors looking.
My mom was on Facebook, said, "Hey, please, if you see Evie, let us know." She's making calls, texting people. Like,
had Victor Bopp. I remember Victor was out in the woods down his way looking for her.
Oh, my gosh. I was down in the woods. I'm running like an idiot through the woods, like way deep into the woods, screaming for her. I'm like, oh, my God, coyote got her. Like, so she's gone. She got picked up by somebody. Somebody stole her. And, I mean, we're looking at, like, madmen. And I don't know how it happened or who saw her or eventually what...
How we realized.
Maybe you were going to get in the truck to go find her. But the entire time, she was sitting in the truck, just in the passenger seat, and nobody had seen her. I think maybe she was in the back seat. And just had sat there, no barking, nothing. Like, and the more that I think about it, I'm like, how in the world did she, like, she didn't get hot or, like, she didn't bark or anything. Was just sitting in the truck, like,
with the door closed. We probably walked by the truck several times with her sitting in it. But I don't remember how she got in there.
Yeah, like, and then the door had closed on her.
Yeah, she must have been in the back when I was, but I might have... like left the door open, because she'll jump up in my truck and sit in the driver's seat. Like she loves to go ride. She loves to take a ride, but she'll jump up and just sit in the driver's seat for like a half hour. But She probably jumped up in the truck and got in the back, and then as I saw the door open, I probably walked by, closed it, and then didn't realize that she was in there and all that time. And that, and I remember, oh my, I said, I don't know what we're going to do. And I don't know, for some reason, I looked in there or opened the door, and there she was just sitting. Oh, she's back, by the way.
Yep, she's made it back onto the show. You can see her butt on camera there.
So, and then I just said, oh my God, there she is. Thank God she's okay. So that was a funny story, but it makes me sad when I go by a person's house and see a dog tied up on a lead out. I know that
it's probably the normal,
probably
thing to do.
Some of the way it's the way it should be, but it just makes me sad because I know how dogs love their freedom. And like our next door neighbor dog, they can't let them off because we're pretty lucky because Evie will come back and she won't drift. But, you know, that if they're not trained, they're going to take off and who knows where they'll go. They may never come back. But a couple of times, like our next door neighbor's dogs, and the one dog, Goose, is a massive guy. He's a big old, I don't even know what
he is.
He's
probably like a coonhound. Like
something. You got that big roof, roof bark. And sometimes they'll get loose and run around and chase her or she'll chase. And they look, I swear, I say you can just see them smiling. Mm-hmm. They're running. They're free. They're like, they don't want to come back. They just run, just to run. And Goose will get loose and he'll just run around the house, run around all the houses. And he'll just be yapping and barking at her and she'll be barking, chasing him. And I'm thinking, oh my God, it makes me so happy to see those dogs just running and just jumping and playing and having fun. And they're probably like, freedom, this is so nice.
It's funny because, like, I mean, I feel like she is such an exception because, you know, I feel like that's kind of the normal thing to do. You have your dog tied up and people probably like get mad at that for having her, like, saying that you just let your dog run free. But that's just, I mean, she's not causing any trouble. She just wanders around, does her thing, and then most of the time she's just sitting at the house and really just kind of doing nothing. And we didn't even really train her. She just kind of learned that she couldn't do that. I mean, where it's not like we had like training treats and we're saying that you got to do this. I don't really even know. I don't think she knows how to sit or like speak or anything like that. Maggie did, but she doesn't. She doesn't know what her name is, but
she hasn't been like trained by professionals or
no,
like gone to school for any kind of like disciplinary, like how to act, you know, when you're not supposed to do something. But she's a good dog, and it's been a lot of fun. So
yeah, she's been a blast for sure. Another story that I wanted to bring up here, and like we said, we've been super busy, and I've been pretty busy up in Pittsburgh with the Pirates. As you can see, I got my Pirate shirt on. I got a funny story that I wanted to tell, and I don't talk to a ton about my job, but I just thought this was really cool the other day, and people probably think this is pretty neat. So I in my job, I get to go around different places around Pittsburgh with our mascots, and the other day we had one at a VA, a Veterans Association house, where which again is also a really cool thing. I've never been to one of those before. It's really, really neat. They like house veterans and their families when they are in the hospital right across the street for them, like if they have surgery or whatever. So they house their families in this house. Unbelievably beautiful house with like, I think they said like 20 rooms for families to stay in. So anyway, we were there with the pierogies, and I was there as Saul. I was Sauerkraut Saul that day. We had the parrot there, and they said a couple of players were coming, and I didn't know who it was going to be because we were back getting changed, and I ended up coming back up out of the back room, and I walk up. I see, if people are familiar with the Pirates, it was Joey Wentz, who's a reliever. Matt Gorski, a first baseman, they just called up.
He hit a home run last night, by the way.
Yeah, hit a home run last night. Chase Shugart, who's a reliever. So I'm like, probably just kind of some low-profile guys. And I go down one more. I'm shaking all their hands, and I look up, and it was Paul Skeens. So it was Skeens, Shugart, Wentz, and Gorski with these guys. And I'm like, oh, wow, Skeens is here. So they had us do like stuff around the house. So basically they just wanted to get some film of the guys there and us like helping around, like unboxing stuff, putting food in like cabinets. We were like hanging flowers and stuff. And then we had to put together a grill. They had two guys go. It was Wentz and Gorski went up to the front of the house. They were like planting flowers or something. And then Skeens and Shugart went back into the backyard and were building this grill. So I was like, oh, okay, I'll go with them. And amazingly, in my life, I just, if you would have told me a year ago what in the world I would be doing as I'm in a pierogi suit putting together a grill with Chase Shugart and Paul, well, not really Shugart, but Paul Skeens. I'm sitting there building a grill with Paul Skeens in a pierogi suit.
That's awesome.
And it just, it was a really, really cool thing. And just to be around him, and I've been around him a couple times, but that was the most that I had kind of like been able to interact with him. And obviously I wasn't myself. I did after the fact, after the suit, I got to talk to him a little bit, but just the guy is unbelievable. I mean, you would have no idea. I mean, obviously he's 6'6", and he's a massive human being, but he is so down to earth. Yeah. You know, you hear that about guys like, you know, this and that, but he seriously is unbelievable. I mean, he is probably accepted to play for Team USA.
I saw
he
that.
Is so proud to be an American, and the fact that he was a military man, you can tell. I mean, they were telling him about the VA and all this military stuff, and he's almost standing at attention. He's listening to this woman, and he doesn't have to be there. I mean, he doesn't. It was like 10 in the morning on a day where they play. They had just fired Shelton. He didn't have to be there. They were coming off a road trip, and he's there listening to this woman talk about a program there about the VA and the military, and he's sitting there, he's building a grill, he's doing this and that around the house. Just an unbelievable guy, and it's pretty cool to say that I was, you know, I worked with him and I've been around him. It's just a really, really cool experience, and if you got to work, I know the Pirates are tough to root for right now, but if there's somebody to root for, it's him for sure.
Yeah, we got to get, once you get moving up the ladder into the front office, we got to start getting some of those guys down to the Pine Room.
Yeah, I think Paul would enjoy that. Yeah, I know Shugart would. Shugart definitely would.
We'll probably have to start with some of the lower level guys, maybe Jack Sawinski.
Well,
and let's see who else is coming, gone.
G1 Bay, maybe.
Well, no, he's back up. He's back up on the.
Yeah, well, he would probably enjoy it.
Yeah. Who else have they sent down recently that might come?
Leover Peguero, they just sent him.
Oh, did he send him back down?
Yeah, he's back down. So maybe he would come. But I know. Like, I think Gorski would drink some. He played for the Black Bears, actually, a few years ago. So.
He's a horse.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
Yeah,
but he's a big dude.
They look at you, like you guys, the pierogies and the parrot, like they look at Skeens. You guys are like the next famous people in the
I know, that's
stadium.
The funny thing is that like I'm sitting there like I'm messing with Skeens, like telling him like, hey, look at my signature. Like, well, and it's funny because like and another thing that we do, you know, I'm signing autographs as Saul, and like I almost feel bad. It's like there's these like professional baseball player signatures and then Skeens, and then I'm there. I just write in print Saul, SAUL on a lady had me sign, all of us sign her purse, and like me, it's like me, Skeens, Shugart, and like they're like, oh man, these are really good signatures, and then I just come up.
You don't even do it in cursive?
No, I just write it in
you
print.
You should practice your Saul. Are you always Saul?
No. It changes up who I am.
Why is why does Jalapeno Hannah win every race she's
well,
in?
Well, she doesn't win every one, but
is it a girl? Actually,
I can't reveal the secrets, but
oh,
he's fast. She's fast.
Is it hard to run in those things?
Yes, very hard.
You can't move your arms very good,
difficult,
right?
Because your arms are out. If you can see on
so it's just
on
legs.
Camera here,
it's
so.
Just, all
if you're not familiar with the pierogies, and I think everybody listening to this should be familiar with them, your arms are kind of stuck out in front of you. You don't have much range of motion. I mean, like, you can't really even, like, you can't almost touch your hands together because your arms are stuck out to the sides and, like, in front of you. But it's tougher with the shoes. The shoes are the hard part because – They're almost like, I mean, they're just
clown shoes.
Yeah,
almost.
They're like clown shoes, really. And it's that those, if you don't tie them tight enough, they're moving around, and it's tough to run in them. But no, it's fun. That's some of the most fun I've ever had in my life doing that stuff.
Yeah, that's a long. I was telling Jubb, that's a long pole to pole. That
yeah, it's a pole.
But and
it's a legit pole,
and that's a pole that's. You know what's what
well,
is
I mean,
it? What is it down the lines at
335? I think
yeah,
down the
so 335 down on lines.
Well, and we start a little bit back. You're
right.
Almost down the first baseline.
You come out. Yeah,
you start there, and then you got to go all the way around. I mean that left center of the notch. That's far back there. I mean you're way deep. That's almost like 400 feet.
So to clear up a couple things, or well, one thing in particular. They don't. It isn't planned out who wins the race, right?
No, it is not. It's
never,
not rigged.
Never planned out.
No.
So
no.
Anybody could win it.
Yes, there's some legitimate runners. I mean, it's a serious thing when they try out. I mean, they got to go through a pretty not a rigorous, but they got to go through some legit running stuff to see. The same with the ball team. They have to be able to field, obviously, your positions, and it's a serious thing. I've thought about doing that, but I don't know. I definitely could do it, but I think I'd be pretty nervous.
How many are on your brigade team?
There's about probably about 30, maybe like 25, 30 of us.
How many work at one game at a time?
Well, it depends. Like, I mean, you know, we could have anywhere like kids Sundays are anywhere from like 10 to like 12, and then like day, like midweek day games we could have. I mean, last year it was myself and like two other people. We had like, two people that we had to run all over the place. So it just kind of depends on, you know, the magnitude of the game. Like if we have a Skeens day or a Skeens bobblehead, like they just announced a Mac Miller bobblehead in July, which will be an absolute just. People were already texting me to get them bobbleheads and
who's
tickets.
Who's Mac Miller?
He was a rapper from Pittsburgh that everybody loved, and he passed away a few years ago.
They're having a game.
Mac Miller bobblehead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he was a huge, huge part of Pittsburgh, and people just loved him, and he made some really, really good music and then died. I don't know what year he passed away. Like maybe 17 or 18, I think he died. So they're having a kind of like a Mac Miller day, July 19th. So we'll have to have a million people there for that, because that'll just be a nightmare game.
Why? Because everybody will be...
It'll be like the Skeens bobblehead. It'll be like the Skeens bobblehead. Everybody will want a Mac Miller bobblehead. It's a really cool bobblehead. He's got his like fist out, and he's got like 412 on his
wonder
knuckles.
Wonder if all the people that didn't get their Skeens...
Oh, that's a good question.
Bobblehead doll got them later on.
I don't know if they... Maybe they probably... I'm assuming they're probably still making them, a bunch of them. But I got a Triolo Gold Glove figurine.
Yeah, so we found one in the stands.
You guys came up on Sunday on Mother's Day?
Yeah, your mother wanted that for her niece. I guess Jenna is a huge Jarrett Triolo fan.
He did hit a home run last night.
He did. I think that's his second one of the year.
I had a guy at the gym this morning tell me that they should bench Key Brian Hayes and play Triolo at third. I almost wanted to say, are you insane? I mean, Key Brian's the only one on the team that actually is consistently hitting. I mean, he doesn't hit with power, but he's actually, you know, he's had hits in like nine of his last 10 games.
But he went through a stretch. But all of them have been through bad stretches.
They
didn't score over four again. That's 21 games in a row.
Yeah, 20 or 21 straight.
21 straight that they haven't scored over four runs.
Never been done before.
Yeah, the all-time record. So I don't know when they're going to score four.
They get an off day today as we're actually recording this. And when you're hearing this, this is the first time we've actually think we've done this. We're recording the day that it comes out. So about probably like an hour or so from now is when you're going to be hearing this. So they got an off day today, go to the Phillies tomorrow, which is weird. This weekend in MLB, they call it rivalry weekend. And I'm like, the Phillies and the Pirates aren't rivals. I mean, they used to be, maybe.
Yeah, I think they were back
in the
day.
They used to be when they were good, but that's not a rivalry.
Just in the same state, that, you know, they said.
I saw the Padres and the Mariners are playing. I don't know if that's – I don't think that's a rivalry. The Mets and the Yankees,
that's a rivalry. Are the Cubs playing the White Sox?
Cubs are playing – That's a good question. I know the Dodgers are playing the Angels, but again, I don't
see.
Think
I thought it'd be Dodgers Padres.
I don't think that's
Dodgers,
a rivalry.
Dodgers Giants would seem more like a rivalry.
Yeah, that's not. If it was the Pirates should be playing the Reds. I think the Reds are playing the Indians. So I don't. I don't really agree. Let me see who we got.
Interleague. Is that Interleague when American plays National?
Yeah.
I remember when it used to be special. Like you'd look on a schedule when it first started. There were only like three series as you played Interleague games.
Yeah.
I remember when the Pirates very first time they played the Yankees.
Yeah, I remember that.
Everybody was just
I think we went to that game.
Yeah, I think we did go up to one
and
of them.
And it stormed and it got canceled.
Yeah, and I was used to be like, oh man, what Interleague teams are they going to play at PNC? Because I'd love to go. Now it's like not even.
Well, yeah, they just everybody
they
plays
like
everybody now.
Like it's,
For rivalry. So I guess it's more of a kind of like a state or like a location type of thing. Is White Sox Cubs. Guardians, Reds, Nationals, Orioles, Mets, Yankees, Tigers, Blue Jays. That's more. That's location. Braves, Red Sox. I don't really understand that one. I don't know why that. I don't know why the Red Sox
and
the Yankees.
Boston.
Yeah, that's Rays, Marlins. That's Florida. Cardinals, Royals. That's Kansas City and Missouri. Astros, Rangers, so I guess it's more of a location thing. The Rockies are playing the D-backs. They're 7-36. The Mariners play the Padres, the Angels play the Dodgers, and then the A's play the Giants. So, yeah, I guess it's kind of – I wouldn't really call it rivalry weekend, though. It's almost like location weekend.
And then the NFL schedule came out yesterday. Yeah. I was talking on the radio. I think they had a three-hour special on revealing the NFL schedule, which is amazing to me.
I told Cooley last night, I don't ever remember this NFL schedule being this big of a deal.
And they released some of the games early, so they were talking about a few of the games the Steelers
leaked.
Are going to play. And then I think they released everything yesterday. But now they make such a big deal out of now the international games and then the big, then the big rivals, that will be on Christmas Day or Eagles play the Chiefs.
I don't think the Steelers play on a holiday this year.
No, they don't. Well, at least they hadn't when the first part of the schedule came out. But didn't they play on Christmas Day last year?
They played on Christmas last year, which I thought was really cool.
They played the Chiefs, right?
Yeah, Steelers-Chiefs.
Yeah, so I don't think the Steelers are playing, again, on a holiday, whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas, but that triple header on Christmas, I don't know who the games are.
I have to look because I can't remember who it was. Some interesting games. Let's to wrap up the show, let's go through the Steelers schedule for a fun exercise.
I bet I'm under 8.5 already, and I'm hoping they don't sign Rodgers.
Yeah, let's see how
winnable games on their
schedule. There really is. So an interesting start to the season. They play at on September 7th, go to the Jets.
Yeah,
so
Fields' revenge
game.
Well, and they said, does NFL know something that we don't know, like about potentially Aaron Rodgers? Wouldn't that be something Rodgers?
Oh, wow, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, if Aaron Rodgers,
would sign.
Rodgers with the Steelers and Fields with the Jets.
That would be unbelievable.
Yeah, so that's they
see
said.
That, see, and it's tough to do this now because you don't know who the hell their quarterback's going to be.
Right.
I mean, they have no idea. The difference between Mason Rudolph and Aaron Rodgers is like
is that at the New York?
So that's at Jets. So let's say win or loss
at the Jets.
At the Jets,
we'll give that a win.
I'm gonna say they'll win that game.
All right, 1-0.
Seattle at home.
Geez, I don't know.
That's tough.
Well, we'll say 1-1 out of those two.
Yeah, let's say we'll say 1-1.
One.
No, those are both coin
one
flips.
1-1 out of those two.
At New England,
2-1.
It's a win. Then they play. And then they go the fourth game. They go play Minnesota in Ireland.
Yeah, that'll be a loss.
That's a loss.
2-2.
2-2. And then they got a bye week, early bye week this year.
Yeah.
Then Cleveland at home.
Win.
I would say that's a win.
Win.
So 3-2.
3-2.
At Cincinnati, that's a loss.
3-3.
3-3. Even though they did win in Cincinnati last year, that was one of my favorite games of the year.
Yeah.
That was a great game. So let's say 3-3. Green Bay at home. That's a Sunday night game. I'd say that's probably a loss.
Probably a loss. 3-4.
3-4. Indianapolis at home.
All right, we'll give
that
a win.
Say that's a win.
4-4.
4-4. Then they go to the Chargers. That's
loss.
Another Sunday night game.
4-5.
That's a loss. That's Najee's revenge game.
4-5.
Let's say Bengals at home. That's
Well, we'll give that a win. 5-5.
At the Bears.
Probably a loss.
Think so?
5-6, yeah.
All right, 5-6.
They're going to be much better.
At the Bears. Bills at home. That's a loss.
5-7.
5-7. At Baltimore.
5-8.
5-8. Miami at home.
6-8.
That's a Monday night game.
6-8.
6-8. That's December. That's a cold game, so they'll, they'll win that game. At Detroit.
6-9.
At Cleveland.
7-9.
Oh, man.
7-9.
All right, 7-9, and then Baltimore at home.
It's either going to be 8-9 or 7-10. I think that's about where it'll be, too. I really do.
Yeah. I agree.
I think that's about right where it is, and they got the total set at 8.5, I believe. So
I think
couple critical games in that stretch, like Cincinnati.
Well, the Cincinnati, though, they go at Baltimore, Miami at home. Well, Buffalo at home, at Baltimore, Miami at home, at Detroit, at Cleveland.
It's not a ridiculous schedule.
No, it's not horrible. Like they don't play really any like. I mean, they don't play the Chiefs this year.
Yeah, they got the NFC, what is that, Central?
Yeah, because that's what I remember Mike Florio, when he was in here, talked about how – I still remember that clip that I made of him where he said that it clicks. It's like a two-row
right.
that you know, you play the division
right. NFC
every year.
NFC Central, I believe that is.
They're not – they don't have Central. NFC
North? What is that?
Wait, so that's – wait, what? Indianapolis?
No. The Vikings, the Bears –
Vikings, but is that NFC North?
That might be NFC North. But anyway, that's what our prediction. And Mike Florio, if you're going to listen to this tonight, tune in to the radio station tomorrow, 1 o'clock Friday. Mike Florio will be talking the draft. I got some fun questions to ask him about how this draft has developed into just an event. We were talking the other day. They're expecting 1 million people at the draft at Pittsburgh next year. What are they going to do with them all?
So they're going to do the draft between Heinz Field and PNC Park, and actually in the lot that you parked in for the game. So, I think right there they have
1 million people are expected.
Yeah, I saw.
You guys should rent your house out as an Airbnb.
Oh man, I'm assuming the Pirates are going to be away that weekend. But man, that's going to be a heck of a time. I saw the I've been driving past the clock that they put up there. Did you see that on
the countdown to the draft?
Yeah, it's right.
What is it, like 343
days? I think today from today.
Good. Well, you imagine that.
It's such an interesting place. I mean, it's kind of cool, but it's right. It's like right off the right side of North Shore Drive.
I guarantee,
like right before like Aldean's.
Cooley will be there.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
I kind of want to go just to say that I've been to an NFL draft just because it's like right in our back door.
Can you imagine Burgatory and those places? That's going
to
be.
I mean, you're going to have to get there literally. Oh. If the draft is on Thursday, you might have to get there on Tuesday.
That's going to be wild.
Yeah. And hopefully I'll be able to like Uber over there or
get a boat. If you had a boat, that would be the way to go.
Something just slammed in the office. I don't know what that was, but I think that'll wrap us up here for episode 160 of the Pine Room Podcast.
Evie,
big thank you to Evie for joining us today. As you can see on the camera, she's just really contributed a ton today. Thank you, Eve. You deserve a well rest right now. Look at her taking a break. The monkey joined as he's waving. But again, we apologize as we've been super busy. Hopefully you can understand that. And tune into the radio tomorrow. As Mike Florio is going to be on, our Lunch Madness results will be announced as that'll wrap up the final. Wheeling Central against JM will be announced tomorrow. Matt won't be with us. He's over in Ocean City. Hopefully he's having a good time. But I think it'll probably just be myself, Coach, and Jubb tomorrow on the show. So tune in. It's going to be a fun time. We've revamped some things. We're really starting to nail it down. We're starting to get nice and organized with our stuff, and we're getting there, and hopefully you're along with the ride with us. So, again, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Thanks to Evie and the Monkey for joining, and we will see you next week
in
the Pine Room.
See you next week.
Later.
Thank you.